gonna jump right in this morning and just say, first, giving honor to God, our Father, the Holy Spirit, everybody here this morning. God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. And I'm just glad to be here again, filled with thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude. Let us pray this morning. Gracious God, thank you for knowing what we need when we need it. Thank you for bringing us near the cross. Thank you for giving us a resting place, both here and beyond. Thank you, God, that you love us. And we get to love you back. And because of who you are, what your history is, what your truth is. Oh, thank you, God, we can tell another story. And for this, we say thank you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we are going to go on a fantastic voyage, one that I am able to go with you. And we are listening to history, His story, and truth through new eyes. For us, this is part two. I started it off, and this is the way they have us wrapping it up. For the simple reason, who we are. Repeat after me, who we are. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. And if you would like to follow along with me with the scripture this morning, I'm reading John 12, verse 44 through 50. John 12, 44 through 50. Thank you, Jesus. Then Jesus cried out and said, "He who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, what I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. The last time I was here, I think I was dressed up like Sherlockina, wasn't I? Sherlockwa Holmes. And we are still looking for what it is like for us to be good investigative reporters. So for a short review, a good investigative reporter, a storyteller, if you will, asks questions in order to tell their complete stories. What are the questions? Who, what, when, where, why, which, and how? Look at somebody and say, you got to know how to ask the right questions. You have to ask the right questions. I think the last time we were here, another question was, does your Jesus allow you to ask questions? Growing up, I knew I was taught you don't question God. And it took me a long time to understand, well, how are you going to learn if you don't ask a question? Oh, but thank God for Jesus and who Jesus is. So who is this Jesus that allows us, that gives us the freedom to ask questions? Who is he? I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. And my favorite one, Jesus says, I told you that before Abraham was, I am. Talk about some special English sentence formation. Before Abraham was, I am. What I like about John, and John is my favorite gospel, in the book of John, more than 60, close to 65 times, Jesus says, uses the phrase, and somehow points to, I am. So John lets us know that it's important for us to know exactly who we are. Not so I can just work my neck and tell you, do you know who I am? But sometimes I believe our elder brother had to be reassured. We have to remember he was divinely human. And what was he? Son of God, son of man. Son of man, I have your hair gray. Son of God, I keep it black. God is good. Look at somebody and smile and say, God is good. I didn't say it like that. God is good. God is good. And so now, Judah, guess what? It's story time. When was the last time y'all heard a good story? Let's listen to the story. Once upon a time, in a land called House of Judah, there were many people who dwelled there. Many were happy, others were sad. And in this land called Judah, many people came to visit, to teach, seeking, and finally to dwell there. And one day, a particular teacher came teaching, and that teacher asked the inhabitants and visitors of Judah a very important question. And that question was, who are you? The Judahites looked at each other. Y'all look at each other. The Judahites looked at each other. And then look back at the teacher. But they didn't answer. They didn't answer because they were not exactly sure what the teacher was asking. So the teacher looked at each Judahite and smiled. For the teacher knew they didn't fully understand the question. So the teacher looked at each and every one of them and was precise with the question. Who are you? Are you a child of woe or are you a child of worship? The Judahites were quiet, thoughtful, and each of them considered the teacher's question. Then the teacher began to clarify and explain the question. The teacher repeated the question. Who are you? Really, who are you? Are you a child of woe or are you a child of worship? And then began to explain exactly what the questions meant. The teacher began, A child of woe is one who worries over everything. A child of worship is one who willfully obeys God, rejoicing in the sacred and holy, and is one who intentionally praises God. Some of the Judahites immediately understood. Others remained unsure. So the teacher began again. A child of woe is one who worries over everything. They are filled with doubts and fears. They wonder how things are going to end. Why are things so hard? When will my struggles and trials be over? They ask. Children of woe worry, wringing their hands, even though they know Philippians 4:6, which assures them, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Children of woe choose to worry over everything. They choose to worry over everything, said the teacher. But a child of worship, on the other hand, they know. Children of worship, a child of worship knows who they are, said the teacher. They willfully obey God, rejoicing in the sacred and the holy, intentionally praising God. Continuing, the teacher expressed, a child of worship is like Christ in Luke 22:42. That child says, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. That child remembers Luke's promise in 11:28, blessed is the one who hears the word of God and obeys it. That child rejoices in the Lord always, and then rejoices again like Paul in Philippians 4:4. They see, they call, and they believe all things are sacred and holy, because guess what? They finally understand. Emmanuel means God is with us. They actually get it and understand that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. They understand most of all what God and Jesus promised. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go. I will not leave you until what I have promised you has been fulfilled. The child of worship, the teacher said with fervor and joy, because their minds are transformed and renewed, they fully understand the mystery that empowers their thoughts. Because God is with them, because of the shed blood of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, God's divine presence is with them. And that's what makes all things become sacred and holy. Washing dishes is sacred and holy. Getting your nails and feet done, that's holy. Did you know an argument with a family member, spouse, that's sacred and holy. Because, like the psalmist said, where can you go from his presence? So if he's going to go into the depths of hell with you and you cannot hide behind mountain rocks or a bush, wherever he is, that place becomes holy. Whoever knew such a thing? God is with us. And how can a holy God become unholy? Which means that wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, it's a holy place. Some of them got it. Others weren't sure. But the teacher knew it's all right. That's why we're all transformed and renewed in our minds. And although we try, the cares and pressures of this world makes it a little tricky. For the same mind which is in Christ Jesus to be also in us. Then the teacher said, therefore, like Joshua, the children of worship, they do so intentionally. They intentionally choose to serve God. They really get happy, like happy, 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 just happy, happy, happy. They get happy because they like, no, for real, for real. Like, for real, girl. For real, for real. God inhabits the praises of his people. How can you be sad when Psalm tells us, in his presence there's fullness of joy? You may come that way feeling kind of down, but look at somebody and say, you won't be that way very long. Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And in his right hand, there are pleasures evermore. Having said that, the teacher looked at each Judahite and said warmly and asked again, so my friends, who are you? Are you a child of woe? Or are you a child of worship? To be continued. That's why Jesus cried out and said, he who believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and do not believe, I don't judge, despite what you've been told. I don't judge, for I did not come to judge, condemn. I came to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me, he gave me a command, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. For his name's sake and for his glory. History His truth, His story. Do this with new eyes. They say we can't change history. We cannot change history. But what we can do is have a transformation and renewal of how we tell the story of history. His story, His truth. Story time with Jesus is healing, it's restoring. It's rejuvenating. It's everything we need. And if this word has touched you, moved you, inspired you in any way, you want to experience being a child of worship, either lift your hands. Those of you who have your hands up, Brother Jerry, will each of you come forward, because it's more than one. If you feel comfortable, if you don't, you don't have to. Brother Jerry, come forward. I want each of you to link elbows. I'm still conscious of the y'all know. And we are going to stand here. And give thanks. And just breathe in each and every one of you, Judahites. Judah means praise. Lion from the tribe of Judah watches over you, protects you, keeps you. And so as our elbows are linked, touching, repeat after me. Great teacher.
Great teacher.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For sharing your story.
For sharing your story.
Your history.
Your truth.
Thank you for giving your life for us.
Thank you for giving your life for us.
We believe you did.
We believe you did.
We accept it.
We accept it.
We receive it.
We receive it.
And we are so thankful.
We are so thankful.
Appreciative.
Appreciative.
And grateful.
And grateful.
To be now.
To be now.
One with you.
One.
A child of worship.
A child of worship.
No longer being.
No longer being.
A child of woe.
A child of woe.
For your name's sake.
For your name's sake.
And for your glory.
And for your glory.
Father, thank you for these beautiful souls here. Thank you for letting us be who you say we are. Thank you for writing your story in our lives so that we can see our history, our story, and our truths differently through bloody eyes. Eyes that are covered with the blood of Jesus. Eyes that are covered with your love. Eyes that absolutely keep us washed and cleaned. Thank you for helping us to be, empowering us to be willfully obedient, rejoicing, seeing the sacred and holy when it doesn't look like that, for being intentional, for inhabiting our praises and letting us know if you are there with you, it doesn't matter. Crack house, drug house, you there with us? It becomes holy, because how can a holy God get dirty just because that's what happened on the float? And Lord, we thank you that you open our eyes to a new revelation of the mystery beyond the mystery behind the mystery in your story. And you have included us in it. And for this, we say thank you. for new eyes, for new minds, for new hearts, for new mouths, eyes to see the way you see, ears to hear the way you hear, mouths to speak the way you speak, hearts to feel the way you feel, hands to touch the way you touch, to get rid of all of those touches that were not like you. Feet to walk in your presence and glory, knowing you are with us, and knees to stand up and bow in your presence, knowing you are an inhabitor. And because you are there, we are sacred and holy. Because you don't dwell nowhere dirty. And for this we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift your hands, Judahites. Receive this blessing. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of glory, his glory, with exceeding great joy. Go forth, you child of worship. Amen.